Well, congratulations, Coach. Here we are again, and this is kind of one of those games tonight where you could just tell both teams started out playing very nervous. Big game here. Both teams really good seasons here so far, but, you know, after you got the lead 9-8, it felt like that was just kind of a calming effect on your team as you just continue to play some very solid defense.
Well, it's just a game of runs, and, you know, just because we get down a little bit in the first quarter doesn't mean that's the game at all. You know, we just kind of needed to settle down, get into our way of playing, and I felt like it was really good. But honestly, it was our defense that really pulled us ahead.
Absolutely, and I think this has probably got to be one of your better defensive, if not your best defensive efforts of the year.
You know, it kind of helps that we've played these teams several times, so we kind of know who's going to score, what they're going to do, and so we just have to try to stop them. And I felt like all our girls were ready to go. They knew the personnel very well that they were going to be guarding, and they all did their jobs, and that was the most important thing.
I thought it was the biggest thing tonight. Cimarron couldn't really key in or hone in on one player, and that's been big here. For a while, it was Emily getting things going for you guys in streaks. Then it was Bren, and then I thought Lindy kind of helped you become that team, become the closer there in that fourth quarter.
Absolutely. You know, I said they have to foul us, so go meet the ball, be strong with it, and then let's hit our free throws. And free throws were huge at the end, so Lindy did great from the free throw line, and I fully expect that tomorrow too.
What I noticed really from the first time that you guys played this team over a month ago was rebounding. You guys were in prime position. You had Shelby Patton wrestling away. I don't know if I've seen Shelby wrestle the ball away like that. She did in that first quarter there, but you had her, and then J.C. Rose that high. Perfect box out. Lenny Rumford, great box out. I thought you guys were really doing your job at rebounding tonight.
Well, rebounds win games, and we always say we want to get more rebounds and shoot more free throws than the other team, and we did that tonight. And it's got to be a team effort. It's got to be a team effort.
You mentioned free throw shooting. You guys go 11 of 14 in the fourth quarter. That's what good teams do. They win at the foul line. You guys definitely did that tonight.
You know, we've been talking to each other. It's such a psychological game, especially from the line. And so if you notice, they'll go up to each other now if they're about to shoot free throws, and they say, you're a great shooter.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to know that your teammates are behind you. They know you can make it, and we definitely did that in the fourth quarter.
Well, here we are again at 19-3 on the year. Round four, Goodland tomorrow night. And I know the game has to, from 9 days, 8-9 days ago, has to be fresh in your team's memory. And that was a hard-fought win for them over Holcomb in that fourth quarter. And you know, those two were the Cinderella teams of this tournament, but you've said it before, and I've heard other coaches say it. You know, Goodland or Holcomb, whoever you're going to play, it's going to be Goodland, but they're capable of beating anybody in this league.
Sure. I mean, we're excited for the opportunity to play them again so soon. Obviously, we've made adjustments, and but I know they're going to bring their best game against us, and we're going to bring our best game. And so I'm looking for a dogfight, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a fun one tomorrow night. You come back here at 6 o'clock for tip-off. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy the night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.